Kate, give us an idea of what you're seeing and what you may be hearing from those to whom you distribute your food items around the area. What's been happening lately?
Right. Well, unfortunately, the need has been growing over the past couple months. It really started in the summer when some of the cuts that were mandated under sequestration resulted in furloughs of government workers and government contractors, and then piled on top of that was the government shutdown. And now, just recently on November 1st, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, often called SNAP, but most people know it as food stamps, was cut. So a family of four is seeing $36 less in their monthly benefit check, which you can imagine is probably 1 week's worth of groceries less that they have. So we're seeing those people streaming into the soup kitchens, pantries, and shelters that we provide food to. Those agencies are telling us that they're seeing their client base double overnight. It's a lot of new faces that they haven't seen before. And then it's also families that were relying on them supplementally. You know, they would come in maybe the last week of the month or partway through the third week of the month when their benefits were starting to run out. Now they're coming in twice a month, or they're coming in a week earlier than usual just because they can't stretch those dollars.
Can you quantify this for us in terms of what you're dealing with as far as numbers or tonnage or what?
Yeah, I know it's hard to imagine for a lot of people, but last year we distributed 34.6 million pounds of food. That's about 29 million meals that went out. So those are huge numbers. And this year we are expecting double-digit growth over that. Since the start of the recession, our distribution has nearly tripled. And then just on a smaller scale, let's break it down. This Thanksgiving season, we packed and will distribute 18,000 holiday meal boxes. That's all the fixings for a family of four. It's cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, gravy. Each of those is paired with a turkey. So we're distributing 18,000 of those meals. Last year it was 15,000. A couple years ago it was less than 5,000. So that's the increasing need that we're seeing just this time of year.
Are you able to keep up with this demand? Are your resources really being stretched? Are you tapping into new ones? How are you dealing with it? How are you handling it?
Our resources are absolutely stretched, and I think I'd speak for all of our network partners, those local soup kitchens and pantries, that theirs are increasingly stretched as well. We've been very fortunate that the public has really supported us. We have a lot of great individual donors. We have a lot of corporate donors as well, and those holiday meal boxes that we're in the process of distributing, all of those were paid for by corporate sponsors like CSX, the Baltimore Orioles, the Bunting Family Foundation, and Granger. So a lot of local corporations, a lot of individuals, a lot of foundations, and government really are stepping up to help us meet that need.
And there are ways, I'm sure people who are listening to us can help too. Maybe you want to mention that.
Absolutely. The easiest way to do it is to go on our website, which is www.mdfoodbank.org. There's many different ways. You can give food, you can give funds, you can donate time, and that's volunteering in our warehouse, helping us to sort and pack food. Obviously, what we need the most right now is funds. Because of the volume in which we deal, we can use those dollars to purchase food. We never get enough donations to meet the need. You know, food donations are great, food drives are great, but the monetary donations is really what is helping us keep our shelves stocked, to be honest. So go to our website, make a donation. We have a virtual food drive where you can buy the types of food that we need the most, and they're delivered right to us, no heavy lifting. And then there's all kinds of, you know, little campaigns going on right now.
Let me Has your support financially or otherwise been going up, going down, staying the same? How?
Luckily, it's been going up. The community, I think, really understands that hunger is a key issue. It affects so many other issues. Hunger is so related to public health, chronic issues like diabetes and even obesity, asthma, all of these issues that, you know, impact people's quality of living, and then public safety. There's so many other issues that are involved. So I think that the community really understands that. They understand that food is a basic need, and that without that, you really can't solve anything.